Hello there, and welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, author of The Chic Entrepreneur, and I thank you for tuning in today where we are talking about women succeeding with style, with their own style, in a multitude of ways and forms. And today, I am very excited because we are shining the chic spotlight on the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. So with me today is Nicole Wright, the Business Development Manager for the Gwinnett Chamber. Welcome, Nicole. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
And you have brought with you a myriad of wonderful guests for me, and I can't wait to get to know them better. So we have Althea Lawton Thomas, who is the owner and director of aerobics at Yoga and More Studios. And I also have Renee Bird Lewis with Cisco and Cisco's community relations initiatives in Georgia, and Cynthia Kay. Cynthia Bertucci Kay, the founder and president and chief executive officer of Logical Choice Technologies. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole, let's start with you. I would like you to give our listeners just a little bit more background on the Gwinnett Chamber and your role specifically within the organization. I know you've been with them for a while now, so you're certainly the expert.
Absolutely. I'm actually one of the few Gwinnettian natives that you will find. Grew up in Gwinnett County, and I started with the Gwinnett Chamber back as an intern in high school, and has worked with them fully now for 2.5 years in 2 different roles. The Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce is a wonderful place for the community to come together, be it healthcare, government, the school systems, and the businesses, in order to promote the community and to help our economic development and growth.
You are really booming in terms of economic growth in
Absolutely.
The Gwinnett area. What are some of the things, developments that you've seen in recent times? I mean, even though it's a recession, I know there's loads of development going on in Gwinnett.
Well, the great thing is we actually just had our Partnership Gwinnett Summit. Partnership Gwinnett is our public and private initiative, basically for economic development, in which we can help with job creation and wealth creation for Gwinnett County. And in that summit, we kind of gave a synopsis of what has happened over the last 3 years from our economic development initiative. And from that, we've had over 200 companies relocate or expand to Gwinnett. And then also that's led to about 9,000 jobs created for Gwinnett County.
That's really exciting. So I want to know what you enjoy most about your work, because you get to meet all these people and kind of get in the middle of all this fun activity. What do you like the best?
As a business development manager, we're actually split by industry. So I focus on IT, advanced communications, and digital entertainment. It's a booming industry, a very diverse industry. You're working with the techies and the IT and data center people, and then you go all the way to span with the actors and the directors in digital entertainment and film and music. So what I love the most is that I can wake up every morning and I know that my job is to bring jobs and wealth creation and everything that is good for our community to Gwinnett. I grew up in Gwinnett, and to be able to give back in that way is really fulfilling.
Oh, I bet. That's really awesome. So I want to switch chairs here for a moment. Since we're talking about technology and all that is great going on in technology, Renee Bird Lewis, you are the Director of Community Relations with Cisco. Tell me a little bit more about how you got started in your career, you know, and down this path in business.
Well, really, this is not my first career. So my background is in higher education. I loved being a college student, and I decided I was going to find a way to stay on a college campus and got a master's degree in higher ed administration and worked in that field for a little while. Then decided that I wanted some new experiences and went into nonprofit management and did some international travel with an organization. Came home to Gwinnett at that point and decided to settle down and have a family, and then just happened to be at the right place at the right time when there was an opening at, used to be Scientific Atlanta, now Cisco, that would offer me some opportunities in community relations, which seemed at the time to be a great bridge to bring education background, nonprofit background, and then also some government experience that I'd had at the community level, all to the table. And fantastic company, great step for me, and has really challenged and grown me in many different ways. So right place at the right time is my story.
Well, it sounds like it took a little bit more than that. I think you're being too modest. taking your career in such a different direction must have been kind of an exciting adventure. I think a lot of times people start down one path and it works for a little while, and then it's time for a change. And deciding to really make that change and bring all that you've gained in the process to the table, I think that's something a lot of women wish that they could do. So I want to find out more about what you do on a regular basis. Cisco is a $40 billion company with 70,000 employees and 400 offices. Tell me more about what you do.
Well, so my role at Cisco is really to be that liaison or the interface to the community on behalf of the company. So what we do know is that when companies reside in a particular community, even as big as Cisco, 70,000 strong, in 165 different countries, we have a major operational presence in Gwinnett County. We have almost 2,000 employees who work there, who many of whom actually live and play there as well. So taking care of the community like Gwinnett is really important to Cisco because it means that we're focused on quality of life initiatives. We're focused on things that our employees care about. So from a talent recruitment and retention perspective, it's important to the business. And as well, working with the chamber and other entities supporting a very strong and stable government, those are important to the operations of any business. So my role is really to sort of be at the table to interface with key stakeholders from government, business, nonprofit, and educational perspectives, and to ensure that our community is healthy, it's thriving, it's growing, and it's a good place for us to operate our business and for our employees to live.
So your mission really dovetails very well with the chamber. Has being involved in the chamber been an intricate part of what you do?
We are key partners with the chamber, we'd like to think. We were actually supporters of the Partnership Gwinnett Initiative when it first was conceived 4 years ago, and have funded it very strongly and have had thought leadership or executives and other employees at the table to help support the process along the way. But I think that's the unique thing about Gwinnett County. It's not just Cisco. It's a variety of companies that come to the table that understand how important it is that our community remains strong, that business is good, that our quality of life, including arts and sports and entertainment, that's strong as well. So Cisco is one piece of the overall Gwinnett puzzle that many envy throughout the state and the nation.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a lot of counties out there that look at what you've done and are really admiring the fantastic results that you've seen. Giving back, you mentioned, being really at the core of Cisco culture and the people. I know that you've got a big volunteer initiative going on right now to mark the 25th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So Cisco is 25 years old this year, and our CEO, John Chambers, has set forth an initiative or a goal for our employees globally, all 70,000 worldwide, to contribute 4 hours of service in this year to our respective communities across the globe. So 200,000 hours is a pretty good chunk, but we are at 87% of goal. And we are sure that we're going to meet it by the end of October, which is our deadline, and we'll be able to celebrate big things when that occurs. But giving back is, as you mentioned, at the core of our culture. It was part of Cisco's early days in terms of employees jumping over the fence and helping a school in San Jose, California. And our support for education and other nonprofits in the communities continue today. And Cisco has a very robust matching gifts program that actually enables employees to either give donations of personal time, and that's matched by the foundation, $10 per hour, or you can strike a check to your favorite charity and they'll match it dollar for dollar. So they mean it. They don't just talk about it.
Right.
They put some teeth into the program, which is really great for our employees.
That is really great. All right, Cynthia Bertucci-K, I want to get some information out of you. I am so intrigued. You have built a fantastic company headquartered in Lawrenceville, Georgia,
right.
Currently occupying 48,000 square foot
right.
headquarters. How did you get started? Because I know it wasn't this big when it first started in your mind, but I'm just absolutely blown away by what you've accomplished.
Yeah,
tell me how it all began.
I thought when I started, I was going to be part-time. But my degree is in elementary education, so you can see our business is all about education. We'll go into that. But when I was interning with fourth graders, we had an Apple IIe computer. And again, this is like 20-some-odd years ago, so this was cutting edge. And I got very excited about providing technology to the kids, and I saw how alive they came when we was using this. So when I graduated, my intern teacher said, Cynthia, you know what? You need to get out and provide technologies to schools. And so that's how I started. I actually worked for somebody else, and then six years later, I started in the basement of my house selling technology to schools and providing solutions for them.
So that's so interesting that you also have a background in education, yeah, and then were able to kind of bring it full circle down the entrepreneurial path. All right, talk a little bit more about what the company does so people know.
All right, so in kind of one sentence, we provide really cool technologies to transform American classrooms into the 21st century, because, you know, we have a digital generation and they learn differently than, you know, we did long time ago. So that's what we do. The Promethean Active Board, those interactive boards that you see in the classrooms, we provide those. And the 3-cam document cameras replace the old overhead projectors. And we, you know, transform all the classrooms throughout coast to coast, that type of technology.
That's having amazing impact on the education infrastructure of the country.
It really is, and it's fun. We really love doing it.
I can tell. So that's so wonderful that you're able to bring such fun to such meaningful work. Talk a little bit about who you serve. Who are the customers?
So our customers are kindergarten through colleges. We're very, very focused on just the education market, and so it helps us to really take care of them and not get distracted by selling into corporations and things like that. So we really, really try to take care of K through college.
Okay. And you've got a really exciting NBC premiere,
yes,
coming up, the, yes, School Pride, yeah, Makeover, yes, Fall Series.
We are very excited about this. So NBC is coming up with a brand new series this fall called School Pride, and it's a takeoff of the ABC, you know, the Extreme Home Makeover.
Right.
Except now they've picked schools. They picked 7 schools throughout the country that had some needs. You know, they're either in a depressed area or they were flooded, like in Nashville. And so we had the honor of being picked to be the classroom technology consultant for the entire series. So we had a team travel with them. We installed all the technology. We provided Promethean Active Classrooms, our document cameras, and all that. And every one of these, they had thousands of community volunteers come and help transform these schools as well. And so we're giddy,
exciting,
about it. Yeah, it's, you know, what's funny, a little story is, you've got the other sponsors on this is Home Depot, Microsoft, Walmart, and then there's Logical Choice Technologies. We've got to be the smallest company. I had to pinch myself every time I realized we're involved with this, but it's quite an honor. Great way to give back. And so it premieres October 15th, Friday night, 8 o'clock. We'd love for everybody to tune in and support this effort.
Absolutely. Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Shine in the spotlight.
Awesome. That's right. So what new products in terms of technology and education do you have coming out or see coming out in the future?
Yeah, something we're excited about, other than the Promethean Active Boards, which we love, is we've actually been developing our own product at Logical Choice to hopefully answer the reading problem we have in the United States. I don't know if you guys know this, but 68% of our fourth graders read below their grade level. And so what we've been doing is not really quite working. So we are developing a augmented reality. It's a 3D technology to bring learning to kindergarten and pre-K to a whole new engaging, exciting level. And we hope to have this package ready by Christmas for schools, for kindergartners.
So I'd like to offer up a pilot for that in my house.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right? I've got a couple in my household that need it.
So it's 3D.
It's 3D. We'll be one of the first companies to put augmented reality into education. So we're excited and nervous at the same time. But I think it's going to be a pretty exciting product.
Yeah, I bet it is exciting to be on the cutting edge, mm-hmm, like that. So what's in store for your company as you continue to bring these kind of cutting edge products to the market? How do you see the organization growing?
You know, we've been growing. We grew almost 36% this year over last year. And I think it's just because we see a need in education and we want to help make a difference. And our whole entire company is like that. All the people in the company, we're all very passionate about it. And so as long as we can, you know, find things that we can help put into the schools, I hope we continue to grow and, and make a difference.
And I'm sure being part of the Gwinnett Chamber has been a great...
It's been huge. I had no idea the impact when we joined and became a part, what champions the Chamber has been for us. But I would highly recommend business owners to get involved with the Chamber. It way exceeded my expectations on how they help. My biggest cheerleaders.
Yay. Great partners.
It's wonderful to have cheerleaders, isn't it? Okay, next up we've got Althea Lawton Thomas, who's the owner and director of Aerobics of Yoga and More Studios. Althea, welcome. And I want you to tell our listeners about how you got started down the path of being both a star of several videos, popular fitness videos.
That's a great story.
Totally
by living rooms around the country, right? And also the owner of the studio here in Georgia.
You know, it's interesting when I listen to Cynthia and Renee talk, they have a degree in one area and then they kind of veer off, but it still employs what they're doing. And I think the same thing holds true for me. My degree is in business and I started working out in corporate America with GE Capital and financial services. And where I had the capability to do that, that wasn't joyful. I couldn't wait until I got home and could put on my spandex and sneakers. You know, we were wearing those thong spandex over our leotards. Anybody remember that? Late 80s and early 90s? Yeah. That's all I wanted to do and go to the gym and do my aerobics class and hang out with my friends on the treadmill and the Stairmaster. And then the next day I had to put back on the suit and the heels. Well, you know, it was so awesome. GE was so sweet to lay me off in 96. And it was 3 weeks before my wedding. And I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to take off and go home and relax. And my husband said, when you come back, I don't think you should interview because you don't really want to do the corporate thing. You probably should just do what you love and find how you can make aerobics and fitness and wellness work for you. You live and breathe it. And he was 100% correct. One of my first personal training clients was the woman who started the cable show Renovating Woman in 97 on one of the HGTV type channels. And she took me on a television show with her to show why she was so fabulous at 50. I was her trainer. And the people just kind of gravitated to my personality on television. And the next thing you know, I was doing the news on the weekends and guest spots. So I figured, why not make a video just like that Donna Richardson lady? And the only thing that got in the way was I ended up pregnant, like right during the taping, and went straight from the hospital, dehydrated and everything, into the studio up in Philadelphia and New York. And we did what we had to do, came out with a great product. And it just kind of took off. A magazine selected us that very next year as one of the top videos. And 6 videos later and 2 kids later, here we are with the studio, Aerobics, Yoga, and More, right here in Lilburn. And it's just been an awesome experience that I think, just like Renee said, kind of happened by chance. It's not something you plan or you could have written or done a journal entry about. It just kind of happens and you're in the right place at the right time.
Right, but the intention was kind of there in the back of your mind,
right.
It sounds like, all
That's
the
right.
time, even if you didn't necessarily recognize it, but deciding to take the right step when that opportunity presents.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how you've all sort of mentioned your family and how that plays into the mix. I mean, you're very busy, successful career women here, and you also have time to, you know, have a full family life. And have probably found strength from that as well. Anybody want to comment on the role of family and how that has played out in the business?
Yeah, well, I was mentioning to the girls earlier, my husband's our CTO, and I'd have to say he's probably my biggest supporter. He's real quiet, but big, big cheerleader. And my 4 children, I have a 12-year-old, 13, 14, and 18, you can imagine. So huge, huge supporters for me and the company.
And I agree with Cynthia. I was saying the same thing to her in the lobby, that if it weren't for my husband, and he's quiet too. Mm-hmm. You think that says something about
yes.
us? Are we all
taking a word in edgewise?
I have a quiet one, yeah.
Yeah, do you really?
Yeah, oh,
so
yeah.
I think
oh, yeah.
that might say something about their personalities. But I agree, a total champion for what I'm doing. And I think in reverse, I support him as well. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes it a really good combination. But my kids are also a part of my business. You know, they're in there taking kickbox classes and bringing their friends in for the youth hip hop. And so it turns out to be like a family venture that's as positive for me as a business venture as it is for a family get together.
Well, and certainly for me, I mean, Cisco is a very young company, relatively speaking, and our employees are young. And so we all have families, and we have to, especially as a global company, I've learned this actually over the past 4 years, you're on 24/7. So if you're on a call with China in the middle of the night, you've got to take that time the next day to sort of reinvest in your family and not feel guilty about that. You have to achieve that balance. And it's probably no mistake that all three of us have really strong partners in life. Mm-hmm. And that's partly maybe why, not that you can't do it without real determination, strong work, and perseverance, but what a joy it is to go through life and to sort of have a vision together as a family, and then also have a vision for your company or for whatever your passion is from a work perspective. And I think that's what makes what we do every day such fun, is that we're able to blend and kind of have that convergence in our lives fully.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's good. And, you know, I want to add to that, too, because I've got my immediate family, but Logical Choice is actually my other big extended family. It's like over 250.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I would miss them. I go on vacation.
That's right.
What are you doing? I call them. And they're fantastic. And so I love getting up and going to work with them and building something together. So that's, you get that, you know, extended family is...
I totally agree with that, too. Mm-hmm.
And that goes hand in hand with the success of the company. I mean, I think it's, again, no mistake, right? There's a vision. There's a passion. You bring everybody along together. You share in the success. You cry at the moments where it's not so successful.
That's right.
But you pick up and you go forward together. And that's great.
Yeah. Now, how have you been able to kind of impart your general philosophy and culture upon your organization?
It's a good question. That's just open-ended there?
No. Yeah.
I actually am going to make a comment. Our studio is called Aerobics, Yoga, and More. That's exactly what we do. We do aerobics. We do a lot of yoga, Pilates, mind-body classes. And then our more is dance, a lot of dance for children and adults. But when you think about yoga and mind-body classes, this is where we're talking about being in touch with your feelings. Some days are good, some days are bad, some days you just need to walk away. And our studio is kind of like a haven. It's a place where people want to come to get away from stress and from problems. And so we, you know, I try to create that for the employees as well. If we're grumpy, how are we going to make it comfortable for the guests and the clients that are coming into the studio? So I really think that we've created a culture where the staff feels good and comfortable and wants to be there. They're actually begging to come in. Do you need me to come in today? Do you want me to work? You want me to do your class for you? And that's, I just...
Well, I think that's the sign of a really successful leader, when you're the people that you're leading have that kind of response to you. So as women and business leaders, how have you found that being a woman to be an asset and a way that allowed you to accomplish what you were trying to do in even a more effective way and use that feminine side as a strength?
Well, you know, I had a conversation about this very topic last Thursday after a board meeting with a group of women, and we were just sort of marveling at how, I mean, men can get things done, and they do get things done, but women just go about it in a different way most of the time. And the results, the end result is very similar, if not better, I might say sometimes. But like the casualties along the way are minimal, you know? I
That's
mean, we
right.
just go about it. We bring people along. We, I don't know, the approach is just different. And I'm not sure that anyone else can articulate this better.
Well,
but
women tend to be a little bit more nurturing, even though my husband's probably more nurturing than I am. But I think we tend to, I'm more like a coach, kind of cheerleader type at the company.
Right. The collaborator.
Yeah.
Let's bring the whole team together.
Yeah. Get their, you know, opinions, and at the end of the day, we'll make the decision.
Sure.
But we hear out. Let's hear everybody's thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so that might be part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that in this day and age, more than ever, with the diverse cultures and ages in the workforce and countries represented, I mean, people think very differently. And it It's important that we have those types of perceptions and thoughts at the table when you're making a decision, because after all, we're playing to that broader community. So if we're thinking more collectively and through the process more effectively, then at the end of the day, we're going to be more successful, I think.
Yeah. The whole team philosophy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, as you look at what Gwinnett Chamber is doing, you are looking at it in a very holistic way in terms of work, play, live, community, and creating strong citizens. Mm-hmm. Very well-rounded view, and business needs to have that same view. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more women business leaders we elevate and get to that table to make those decisions and have those conversations, mm-hmm. the better off we all are.
Absolutely.
You know, speaking of the chamber and being a woman in networking, Nicole used to run a program called the Gwinnett Leadership of Women, GLOW. And that was one of the events I really liked going to when I first joined, because it was nice to be encouraged and motivated by the women speakers that were either holding a very high position within their company or they were running their own business. And, you know, when we're talking about being a woman entrepreneur or a female leader, the chamber just has so many opportunities for you where you don't feel like you're struggling to get in to a certain position. There's always something for you. And I think GLOW was one of those great programs, Nicole. So I'm really glad that you championed that and kind of turned it around and made it a little bit different. And it was even a great opportunity for me to be able to present for one of those, because mm-hmm. that ended up being an opportunity for my business as well.
Absolutely. And what we do at the Gwinnett Chamber is to find the needs of the community, be it creating the Metro Atlanta Council for Entrepreneurship or the Human Resource Management Association or having a technology council. What are the niches and what are the groups that we have within the community that need to be served? We did that with GLOW. And really enjoyed it. And you can go to each of them, and they have their own culture depending on what's needed. And when you go to GLOW, you can see that women definitely have a way in which we operate. You go in, and it can speak for itself, but it's very welcoming. You can network very easily. Elizabeth, you've spoken at one of our events, so you know exactly what we're talking about.
It's a fantastic group, and it's wonderful to have that kind of a format where women can come and learn and also network. And speaking of networking, let's talk about how networking has played a role in each of you as you've grown a business or developed your career. What's the value of having a good network and continuing to nurture and grow it?
Well, that's a good one. With networking with me, I've just learned the value of it probably recently, because with four kids and running the company, I just racing to get home and hope something there to eat, you know. And
is there time?
Yeah. So I didn't do it for the longest time. But when the chamber, I finally got more involved with the chamber. They actually helped me. It's like, Cynthia, they call me, you need to go. It's tomorrow. Oh, all right. You know, and every time I go, I'm always so happy that I did. And I make some great connections. But they have to push me along because I just wasn't getting it at first, you know.
But you know, it's also neat to see some of the same faces over and over and over again. And so many people think that networking is just business. Mm. It's handing out a card. It's not that at all. Renee, how many times have we seen each other maybe now in the last 2 weeks just from different chamber, United mm-hmm. Way, or mm-hmm. different community events? We just keep running into each other. And what happens is you start building this social mm-hmm. network that ends up also being a positive business network. The intention is not to do business. It's just to get to know each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it ends up being something positive for business along the line.
Right.
Right. So when you ask about the value of relationships or networking, it's invaluable, really. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't put a price tag on it.
That's
and
right.
I think about those women in our community who have been essentially staples or foundational leaders, women. And you know, there's many of them, but they're still there and they're still open and they're available and they are willing to mentor and they're willing to have those conversations when you're sort of, how would you handle this? You know, I've got mm-hmm. these people involved and it's this sort of sensitivity and what's your recommendation? Mm-hmm. Who would you influence? You know, I mean, yeah. and they're very open and very, mm-hmm. Willing to share at least experiences and their wisdom, which in many cases is, you know, more than you could get out of a book or a TV show or a training class or an executive leadership conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's really really, really good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Having those kind of people that you can go to is huge. Yeah. All right, ladies, this has been so much fun, but
are we out of time?
I can't believe it. So our last segment, as you know, is a chic tip. I want to get a chic tip from everyone. So let's start with you, Cynthia.
Okay, so one of my big things, and I don't know if you guys are Jim Collins fans, but we're big Jim Collins fans, and Hedgehog is one of the things we've finally conquered this year. And that's is, you know, do something that you're deeply passionate about. You know, for us, of course, we said it was education. And then what can you be the best in the world at? You know, just focus on something, be the best in the world at it, even if it's in your community, that's still, you can still say you're best in the world at it. And of course, ours is building a great customer experience, selling products and services and training to our education customers. And then your, what they call an economic engine. So, you know, ours is net profit per employee. So obviously, we need to make a certain profit to stay in business, to be healthy. And of course, if a healthy company, you can give back to the community, and that's what it's all about. So that's my big thing. Just focus, do something you're passionate about, and be the best in the world at it. And that's been one of our main things.
It's a very powerful principle. Thank you for that. Althea, what is your chic tip?
Well, first I have to tell you, I'm a huge Jim Collins fan too. Good to great.
I love him.
My absolute favorite book, business book. And I have not conquered the hedgehog
yet. I tell you, it's taken us years.
Simple, it takes, but how many times?
Kept bringing that to the senior team. Like, we're going to go at this again. You know,
three circles.
Remedial Collins.
Looks simple, but it's not.
So I just wanted to say that first. But my chic tip actually has to do with not forgetting me. It is so easy to get lost in my agenda, my to-do list, the kids, my husband, the business, this volunteer organization, the chamber event. But I always remind myself not to forget about me. And there's times when I'll shut off the telephone. You cannot reach me. There's nothing in the calendar for my assistant to remind me about. And maybe I'm sitting on Kennesaw Mountain and I'm just looking out over the Air Force Base, or, you know, maybe I'm at Red Top and I'm just looking out over the lake. I really think it's important to always keep a little time for me so I can be sharp and on point when I'm back in the office or at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, you bring up a great point.
Absolutely. Renee?
I'm going to round it out with something that may apply to both of those, and that is nurture relationships. Mm-hmm. I think that is so key, and it feeds your own persona more often than not, and then it also can strengthen and help you achieve your business goals for your company. So certainly on a personal and professional level, nurture the relationships. They can take you very far.
Excellent point. Well, Nicole, why don't you tell everyone where they can find out more about the Gwinnett Chamber and add us a chic tip from you as well.
Okay, absolutely. Well, you can find more about the Gwinnett Chamber at Gwinnett, that's with two N's and two T's, chamber.org, or you can always call our front desk at 770-232-3000, and you'll be able to find out about all of our programs as well as our economic development initiatives and partnership Gwinnett that way. For my chic tip, I actually was thinking about it because I did remember that you were going to ask this question. And I woke up at about 4 o'clock this morning and thought that what's really important is to always remember to be yourself. A lot of times you will go into a position and you've had predecessors who've done something a certain way, or there are just certain ways in which things are done within the organization that you're at. And I found that whenever I finally let my true personality shine through, going with my gut instincts and some of my ideas and the creative aspects that I wanted to add, I found that I've been the most successful that way, and not only the most successful, but the happiest. So that would be my chic tip.
That's what it's all about. You heard it here, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Chic Perspective Show. Check out all about our guests and get links to their websites and on social media at businessradiox.com. And you can find out more about the Chic Entrepreneur and Flourishing Business at chicentrepreneur.com and flourishingbusiness.com. We will talk to you again next week. Until that time, wishing you all chic success.